Have you ever dreamed of one day owning your own business, but just don't know where to begin? Then you've tuned into the right show. On All Things Franchising, you will hear from top national franchisers, successful franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, and others who support this fast-growing business model. So grab a cup of coffee and pen and notepad, because you will want to capture the invaluable information you hear on today's show. And now, here is your host, Linda Ballesteros.
Hey folks, welcome to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros. I am your host today. Thanks so much for spending some time with me. I'm always honored. That brings a little ray of sunshine into my life when I know someone has joined me on my show. How many emails do you have in your inbox? Well, let me tell you something. I am bombarded every day. I have no less than 3 email accounts. And in one of them, that's the one that I put my Amazon, that's the one I use for Amazon. That's the one I use for anything that I'm purchasing. And I want to let you know, I have over 10,000 emails in that email account. I don't plan on reading all 10,000 of those. Clearly, I haven't done it up till now. But what that says is that we are so bombarded with technology. I recently read an article. It was actually an article in GoodRx, and it talked about the digital overload. Part of the article went like this: digital technology has become an important part of our daily lives. So I totally get that that's important for us, especially if we're running a business. Unfortunately, it went on to say, unfortunately, people have found that technology has made life more difficult. Yeah, it's more difficult because there's no way I can read all 10,000 emails. It went on to say, using your device too much can leave you feeling drained physically and mentally. So today we're going to talk about maybe another option. Today my guest is Bob Wilcox. He completed a successful 34-year career as a multimedia producer in the technology sector, so he totally gets the whole technology piece of it. Today, Bob proudly represents Banner Season, which is designed to help build better relationships, get more referrals, and retain more customers. So do I have your attention there? So help me in welcoming Bob to the show. Bob, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Linda. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. You know, As I said earlier, Bob, I am just flooded every day with so many emails. And I tell you what, sometimes I don't even know which ones to open. So tell me a little bit, before we get started with what Banner Season actually offers, tell me a little bit about your background and what drew you to Banner Season.
Well, I actually got started in this kind of industry before I retired. I've always valued appreciating other people by sending greeting cards and things like that. It's been an important part of my life. And I encountered a company that permitted me to do that through the internet, that I can actually create a physical greeting card and send it out to somebody, but using my computer to do it. And I really enjoyed that a lot. And when I finally retired, I knew that it was important to have something to do rather than just sit around watching television. Mm-hmm. So I decided, okay, I'll try my hand at building a business. And so I got serious about it. And then a few years ago, I found this company called Banner Season. And I really liked what they had to offer, and I liked their technology, which was rock solid. And I thought, this is something I can really work with. So now I'm working with other business leaders and teaching them, coaching them on how to build better relationships to retain their clients through greeting cards and gifts. And it's a wonderful thing. We have a motto in the company that says, get out of their inbox and into their mailbox.
So get out of their inbox, because, Bob, just like I said, I don't even know I'm going to be able to open all those emails.
Yeah, we know that email has about 11% open rate.
Wow.
Which is really very small, because most people, if you're like I am, when I go down in the morning, I delete.
Yes.
I don't even look
yes.
at them.
Uh-huh.
But we can guarantee almost 100% open rate, because when people get a gift box in the mail that has a card and maybe a little treat inside, they're going to open the box.
Wow. And that's so true, because, of course, people are used to opening boxes because they order so much on Amazon. But, you know, people love that because it makes them feel special. You know, but the first thing I thought about, Bob, is that, is this kind of an old-fashioned kind of way of staying in front of your clients?
Well, it is and it isn't. It's old-fashioned in the sense that it's something coming through the mail, which, you know, all we get in our mailboxes these days are bills and chaff.
Mm-hmm.
So getting anything significant mm-hmm. in a mailbox is kind of an unusual thing these days. But it's done through technology in the sense that I can use my computer to create the cards, to generate the cards, to automatically send the cards and the gifts. But when the gift arrives, it's a tangible gift in someone's hands. And that being able to handle it, look at it, touch it, feel it, smell it, and in many cases taste it, mm-hmm. it that makes an impact that you don't get any other way.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you were talking about the cards and you're talking about gifts. And how have you seen businesses, or why would a business to begin with send out cards to their clients or prospects?
Let me give you an example. One of my clients is an architect here locally, and we were talking at a network meeting, and he was talking about a prospect of his that he met, oh, probably 6 months prior to that time. And he had sort of lost touch with that client. You know how it is, you meet people, and then you feel like you want to do business with them, but you just grow apart. You don't make the connection,
mm-hmm.
really. And 6 months had gone by, and he wanted to reestablish that connection. So I said, why don't you send him a nice card that says, you know, hey, let's get together for coffee. Let's connect. And why don't you include with that card a couple of brownies? We send out a lot of brownies that are very, very delicious. And so he did. He sent out a card and a couple of brownies to this this person. This person was the owner of a fast food franchise here in the area. And a couple of weeks later, he got a call from this person who invited him to come in. And they got to talking, and he came away with two contracts for architectural work for this company, simply because he had made the effort to reach out and connect with that person. And I don't know if the gift had anything to do with it, but it certainly opened the door.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, for him, it was a worthwhile venture. Now, it doesn't work that way for everybody.
Uh-huh.
But getting something tangible into somebody's hands, it does make an impact.
Uh-huh. And the response from that was probably different than if he had just called the guy up and said, hey, let's have coffee. Because I'm sure the guy gets plenty of calls every day that says, hey, let's have coffee. So you have to be able to stand out. And this is a great way to do that, Bob.
It really is. And we like to mix in, talk about prospecting and building a relationship with a prospect. We like to recommend a sort of a mixed approach. For example, in a sales cycle, you might start off by when you meet someone. Let's say you meet someone at a network meeting or somewhere. The first thing I would do is I would send them a nice to meet you card.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, express that appreciation. Put in a brownie. It helps to sort of entice the prospect. And then I always recommend that people put in what we call the money line. The money line on the card says, P.S. Call me when you get this. I want to make sure you got your gift.
Mm.
Now, what you're trying to do there is you're trying to keep the conversation going because you want that prospect to call you back. Of course, if they don't, you call them. But the next step then is a phone call. So, did you get your gift? How'd you like it? Et cetera, et cetera. And then, of course, the result of that phone call is, hey, let's get together for coffee. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be a little bit more likely to meet you for coffee because they've got this nice gift from you. And so you meet for coffee, you have a nice conversation. You may or may not push your business at that point in time. You're just building a relationship. But when the coffee's over, guess what? Card that says, thanks for the coffee.
And then
a little while later, maybe another card that says, hey, let's get together for coffee again. This cycle of cards and phone calls and personal meetings and so on builds. We know in sales that most sales occur between the fifth and the 12th contact. And the vast majority of salespeople stop after the third.
So this is a way of maintaining that cycle of contact
until you build a relationship.
Bob, repeat that one more time about the sales. What was that again?
Most sales occur between the fifth and the 12th contact or touch on the prospect. And most salespeople stop after the third.
Oh, wow. Wow. So for you to and the thing about this is it's such a gentle touch. So when people see this and they say, oh, the sales occurs on the fifth to 12th touch, oh my gosh, Bob, I'm gonna have to call these people 12 times before they do. That's not what that means. You know, the touch can easily be a card or a box of brownies.
Mm-hmm.
That's
absolutely
lovely. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's in a way, it's very passive, but at the same time, it's maintaining that relationship. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to build a relationship. You know, in networking, we say people do business with people they know, like, and trust. Yeah, you know, that's the common thing. But there's a big if attached to that. And that is people do business with people they know, like, and trust if they can remember you.
Yep. That's right.
So it's your job, it's my job to be memorable. And cards and gifts are a great way to be memorable.
Absolutely. So, folks, if you're listening, this is really critical. If you are considering starting your own business, whether it be franchising or whatever, people do business. You will hear this time and time again. People do business with those that they know, like, and trust. Well, Bob, I've always said, I know a lot of insurance providers. I know a lot of realtors, and I certainly trust them, and I like them. But what makes the difference with it, with who I do business with? And you're exactly right. It's that if factor. That if factor. If they stay in touch. Exactly.
Let me give you another technique, if I may. We recommend that everybody have what we call a birthday club. Okay, I send out lots of birthday cards every year to the people that are on my birthday club list. And that does a couple of things. One is that the cards and the gifts are all set up ahead of time, so I don't have to think about it. They're in part of what we call a campaign. So the card's all ready to go. It's personalized for the person who's receiving it. And so about 7 days prior to their birthday, the card is automatically generated. That goes with a brownie, and you know, I don't even have to think about it. It just happens. But the power is about 180 days later, a second card is generated. This is called the Happy Birthday Card.
Oh, that's cute.
And it comes in the middle of somebody's year. They're not expecting it. It comes out of the blue. You know, they've even forgotten that it's the halfway birthday. And so here this card arrives, again, with a little brownie attached to it. And the moment of delight, how did he remember? How did they know it was my half birthday? That moment creates a connection between the sender and the recipient. And that connection is very powerful. He remembered my half birthday. He not only remembered my birthday, he remembered my half birthday. And just a simple little birthday club like that, it costs almost nothing to do. I can send both cards for less than $10, $12 a year. But it makes such a powerful connection with the people that you're trying to build a relationship with.
Yeah. You know, Bob, I tell you what, I remember years ago, my husband and I bought a house. And of course, like everybody else or most everybody else out there, in year 8, we decided to sell the house. And I thought, my husband even said, so are we going to use the same guy? And I said, you know, I don't even know. It's been 8 years. I don't even know if he's still doing it anymore. But I tell you what, there's a sign in the house across the street. So why don't we just use that realtor? Clearly she knows the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did, is we just went, because I never heard from him again. Never even got anything after closing. And that was a big deal, is you would think that after closing, after you've received your commission check because of the sell that you made to me, at least say thank you. Those are the little things, I think, that go a long way. What do you think?
Absolutely. We have a program called Ditch the Basket, and it's for realtors to get away from that big basket that a lot of them like to get out at closing time. Because people eat the cheese, they drink the wine, they throw the basket away, and they forget you. Ditch the Basket is a program that stretches out over 2.5 years. And every quarter, your buyer is receiving a card and a small gift from you of various kinds, not only brownies, but there are lots of other things as well. And the whole point of that is to stay in touch with that client, because we do know that people tend to move somewhere between 7 and 12 years after they buy a house. Now, that's not true for everybody. It's not true for me, but it is true for a lot of people. So it's worthwhile to stay in touch with those folks so they'll come back and like you and use you again for first buying and selling their next home. So we're trying to teach realtors that this is a very powerful way to stay in touch with people. Top-of-mind marketing is absolutely critical. I know a realtor in Arizona. This is an apocryphal story, I guess. But a realtor in Arizona a few years ago decided to send some Christmas cards to his former clients. He had clients from 10, 20 years ago. And so he sent the Christmas cards out, and a lot of those Christmas cards came back to him, undeliverable, because the people had sold their homes and moved on. He did a little research with the MLS and discovered that all of those people who were his customers had indeed sold their homes. They used another realtor to do it. And he calculated that he lost somewhere in the neighborhood of $2.5 million worth of business.
Simply
because he had not stayed in touch with his own clients.
Wow. Bob, that's staggering. That is just that. I bet that got his attention, didn't it?
Well, it did, yes. Now, you can't go back and pick up those pieces, but you can move forward. You can make sure that the people that you know, come into your business from now going forward are always kept top of mind in your business.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Bob, we've been talking a little bit about how businesses can use this, but I want to make sure to let people know that there is a business opportunity within Banner Season, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We are a network marketing company. We're not ashamed of that in any way. It's very powerful. The value of a network marketing company for people who are looking for a business is that they can usually get started for a very, very low entry fee. And that's kind of important. You know, not everybody has thousands and thousands of dollars to buy a franchise or to buy a business. But with a network marketing business, you can get in for as little as $150 or less and get started and then build that business from that point on. And it becomes sort of the great equalizer among business opportunities for folks who maybe don't have the resources to get started but want to have their own business.
Now, here's what I want to say if you're listening out there and possibly you're a franchisor. You're always helping your franchisees to not just build their business, but to build in some retention in there as well. So I want you to think about this. As a franchisor, if you look at this business opportunity and then you offer it to each of your franchisees, you're helping them with their business in building it and retaining their clients, but you're also creating another revenue stream. And I understand as a franchisor that that may not necessarily be your focus, but it's very very simple thing to set up. And what I would suggest to you is, if you don't want that revenue stream, set it aside and donate that to a nonprofit. And each year, you identify a nonprofit that you want to make sure that the money that you earn through banner season is offered as a nonprofit. So think outside the box, folks, because this is a really great product and service, and it's going to make the sender stand out. Just like we said earlier, just like Bob said earlier, only 11% of those emails are being opened. And I tell you what, many of those end up going to spam anyway, don't they, Bob?
Yes, they do. In fact, I just cleaned up my spam filter this morning. Just from last night, I had 25 messages in my spam filter.
Yeah.
So some of them don't even reach their destination.
Right.
Just as
exactly.
an aside, too, millennials and Gen Z folks love getting mail. It's something that they just don't do. And when they get something in the mail, they're just ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
That seems
kind of
surprising, but it's a phenomenon that's really kind of amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a treat. You know, it's something different. And these days, we're bombarded from all directions with information overload, digital pieces of information coming from all different directions. So to get something in the mail, it is rather exciting. Absolutely. I tell you what, Bob, we need to take a quick commercial break here. And I love the stories that you've told. Do you happen to have any more that you could share with us?
No, I've got a dozen of them.
Great. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more from Bill Wilcox after this commercial break.
House Talk Radio. Join Tony and Wendy Gambone on House Talk Radio, where they talk all things house. From tips on home repairs and remodeling to best practices on buying and selling a home, hiring contractors, home loans, and insurance, as well as decorating ideas and how to get the most bang for your buck. If you would like more information about House Talk Radio, go to housetalkradio.com.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. Linda Ballesteros is a catalyst to becoming a business owner through franchising. Whether you are looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle, allowing you to enjoy the fun things in life, or if you're looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come, contact Linda today to start the process of being your own boss. Linda at empowerfranchiseconsulting.com, 832-640-4922.
Hey, folks, welcome back to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros. I'm here with Bob Wilcox with Banner Season. So, Bob, you said you happen to have some more stories to share with us.
Well, I have a couple of stories that I'm going to tell you about a personal application, not only business, but sometimes personal is very meaningful as well. The first story comes early in my career here. I had a high school music teacher that meant a lot to me. He was very helpful to me in my formative years. Now, I'm old, so, you know, this guy has got to be old, right? But I kept getting this notion that I should send him a card. You know, sometimes you know how life gives you the nudge and says, hey, do something. And I kept putting it off. I know better, but I just kept putting it off. And finally, the nudge just became persistent. So I said, okay, I'll send the card. And I got the card ready and was looking for his address. And I thought, well, I'll go out to the internet and make sure I have his correct address. And when I got to the internet looking for his address, and I couldn't find his address, what I found was his obituary.
Aw.
And that was like a brick right between the eyes. You know, we have so many opportunities. There's so many people in our lives that have meant something to us, and they need to hear from us. And I firmly believe that every now and then the universe gives us a nudge.
Uh-huh.
People don't come to mind by accident. When people come to mind, it's usually the universe saying, hey, you need to pay attention to that person. Mm-hmm. They need to hear from you. And it's one of the things that motivates me so much is to make sure that, people remember to, give appreciation, remember to say thank you. These are not just commercial values. These are personal values. And I feel very strongly these are important. Another person that I had the notice that she was having a birthday. And so I got a card ready, sent it off to her, just like I do for a lot of folks. And a little while later, she responded on Facebook. And she said, thank you for the card. I really appreciate it. But then she put in the bottom of her Facebook message, by the way, your card was the only one I got this time around.
Oh, my goodness, Bob.
And it just sort of stung me that her birthday comes and goes, and she got one card. It was from me. What would it have meant to her if I hadn't sent that card?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've gotten several messages like that from people saying, your card was amazing. You know, nobody sends me cards anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Really? But, you know, it's very powerful. So anytime we're trying to build and maintain and keep the relationships that are important to us, personal as well as business, cards mean a lot. And
mm-hmm.
it's so easy to do with the banner season system because I don't have to go to the store. I don't have to buy it. I don't have to write it. I can set it up on the computer. I can include pictures with it if I want to, local pictures. I love going through Facebook and somebody posts a picture of their cat, their kid, their dog, their whatever on Facebook. I'll just grab the picture, put it on a postcard, and send it right back to them. And just
so,
say,
Bob,
what a wonderful picture.
Yeah, so you're saying that I can create the card. It's not just like getting a box of assorted birthday cards. You're saying I get to create the card.
You can, if you want to, you can create your own cards. Mm-hmm. You can use your own pictures. You can do whatever you want. We have big cards that are 8.5 by 11 in size, come in a big, great big envelope. We have smaller cards. We have 3 different sizes of postcards. As well as the regular 5x7 folding greeting cards. And some of the cards, we can even design the envelopes. You put
okay.
somebody's picture on the outside of the envelope, that gets their attention.
I am sure it does. They will definitely open that one, won't they?
Yeah. I know realtors who use this to go after FSBOs, the for sale by owners,
mm-hmm.
or expireds. And they'll actually photograph the home. Because it's available, it's publicly available. They'll photograph the home, put the photograph of the home on the envelope of a great big card, a 8x11 card, and put the photo on the inside. And then on the inside of the card, they, of course, put their contact information, who they are, what they do. It says, I can sell your home, what have you. And I know some people have made quite a nice living just going after those expireds because it's such an info thing that people call and say, yeah, I need help selling my house.
Right.
Very powerful.
Wow. So we're coming up to the holidays here, Bob. And everybody expects, or we used to all send Christmas cards. I don't know whether that many people send Christmas cards, holiday cards anymore. What are your thoughts around the holidays, sending cards around the holidays?
Well, for businesses, right now I'm recommending that businesses consider sending Thanksgiving cards. Christmas is a wonderful time of year, but we live in a pluralistic society, and sometimes you don't know quite what to say. Some folks get bent out of shape if you say the wrong thing, if you don't know what
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, people have different kinds of celebrations. There's Hanukkah, there's Kwanzaa,
mm-hmm.
winter solstice. You know, there's just so many different things. So how do you get around that? And I recommend businesses send Thanksgiving cards instead. Well, I mean, what's more natural than saying thank you for your business?
Mm-hmm.
And so I recommend Thanksgiving cards or New Year's cards is another alternative. You know, New Year's cards, Happy New Year. We enjoyed having your business last year. We're looking forward to doing business with you this year. You know, that kind of thing. It
mm-hmm.
gets you away from the crush of the Christmas holiday, and that makes you a little bit more noticeable.
Mm-hmm. And I always say that around the holidays, the best tasting treats are the very first ones you get. So I would think that would apply to the holiday cards as well. To get a Thanksgiving card, that's going to be the best one of all because it's the first.
That's very true. I hadn't thought of that, but you know, that's very true.
Yeah. So, Bob, we are getting down close to the end of the show. Tell me a little bit more about Banner Season that maybe we haven't talked about yet.
In what regard, Linda?
Well, I know that you said that you offer brownies as one of those items that you can send out. What else do you have?
Well, there's a variety of different gifts. There are edibles, of course, brownies and caramel corn, sea salt caramels, bags of pistachios, popcorn, you know, goodies like that. But we also have other kinds of gifts. We have some tangible gifts. One that's been very cute for business people is a tiny little aluminum briefcase that holds business cards.
Oh,
and the nice
cute.
Thing is it can be customized. You can put your client's or your recipient's name or logo on the business case, which is kind of nice.
Oh,
we have,
sure.
I wish I could show it to you. We have little aluminum folding stands that are great for holding up. Well, I've got one here right in front of me holding up my iPad. It holds up an iPad or an iPhone. And those have been extremely popular. We have, among the special gifts, we have wallets. And we have some jewelry items that are great for the ladies, little pins. One's a little cardinal, one's a little turtle, and there's a whole bunch of other little animals. Those have been extremely popular with our female recipients.
Mm-hmm.
What else? For realtors, we have a great gift. It's a gardener's kit with a stool and gardening tools. Now, that's a little bit pricier gift, but it's a very nice gift, and they're just about to release all the gifts for Christmas. Oh, there's some candles, too, if you like to send candles to somebody. And the mint chocolate truffles. Oh, my God, are they good.
So much to choose from, isn't it?
Send me the mint chocolate truffles. Thank you very much.
That's great.
There, things come in and out of the inventory a lot. They keep adding things, and then, of course, they run out. New items will be added. So it varies from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Bob, if somebody's listening and they want more information about Banner Season, whether it's for a personal reason, just to be able to stay in touch with family and put those birthdays out on the calendar so you don't have to think about them all year, or whether it is an independent business owner that's looking for ways to stay in front of their clients, or maybe it is a franchisor that wants to incorporate this into the marketing plan that they roll out to their franchisees. Bob, how would they get in touch with you? How would they find out more information about this?
All right. The easiest way to get in touch with me is through my email, and my email address is bob@kywd, it sounds like a radio station, but it's not, kywd.com. Now, that's my personal email address.
If you
want to know more about Banner Season, I'd recommend that you go to my website, which is www.bannerseason.com/Wilcox, which is my last name, bannerseason.com/Wilcox, W-I-L-C-O-X.
Wonderful. Bob, thanks so much for being on the show. Go ahead.
And if you want to see a little bit more, we have a lot of how-to videos on YouTube. Just search for Banner Season, and you can see how the system works.
Wonderful. That's great, because sometimes people do like to see exactly what the back end looks like into a system
sure.
like that. So.
Sure.
Very
All
good,
the
Bob. Thanks again. Perfect. Thanks again for being on the show. And I enjoyed the conversation, and I love the products. I really do. And, folks, he's right. Those brownies are good.
It's good to be here, Linda. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, folks, it is all about staying in touch with your customers, your prospects. Sometimes it's that one little thing that tips you into the direction of actually getting their business over your competition. I want to leave you, as always, with a quote. This one is by Henry Winkler, as a matter of fact. It goes like this: assumptions are the termites of relationships. So the realtor that Bob talked about, he assumed that any of his clients would just do business with him again. Unfortunately, those assumptions, those were termites. He should have stayed in touch. He should have sent a card. Thanks so much, folks, for joining me today on All Things Franchising, and we'll see you next time.
Another great episode of All Things Franchising is now in the books. You can listen to past shows by following All Things Franchising on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure not to miss us next time when we bring you a brand new episode of All Things Franchising.